Kroger Tenderay Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. And the reason is this. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Mind you, that's before the meat is weighed and priced, which means more meat for your money. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. It's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, in Kroger cut beef, you get a better value in top grade beef. For example, take a specific cut of beef, say a Kroger cut chuck roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. That means you get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. Yes, you receive more meat, less waste, whether you buy a steak or roast. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. There was excitement in the Gibbs home with the pending arrival of little Julie Martin, Peg Martin's 5.5-year-old daughter. But the excitement turned to deep concern when the child was not on the train. Back at the Gibbs house, Peg says to Penny,
Penny, if Mother hasn't gone away somewhere with my daughter, why doesn't she answer her phone?
Look, Peg, you know that your mother hasn't run away with Julie. She's probably at a friend's home, and we'll get in touch with her. The operator said that she'd ring her number until your mother answered.
Oh, Penny, you don't know Mother the way I do. She'll do anything to have her way, and you know how much she wanted to keep Julie.
But she said she'd send her to you, and I know she has, Peg. Listen to me a minute. Now, there's another train from New York in an hour. Maybe Julie will be on it. She might have missed the first train, you know.
Well, then why didn't Mother call or wire? She ought to know I'd be frantic if Julie wasn't on the train as she was supposed to be.
I don't know, Peg. That puzzles me, too.
Well, it doesn't puzzle me. This is just Mother doing what she wants to do, no matter how much it hurts anyone else. Oh, I know I shouldn't talk that way about
no,
my
you mustn't
mother.
Talk that way, Peg. You're only speculating as to what she's done. You can't be sure. I honestly believe that Julie is coming in on the next train.
Well, Johnny Keith is going to take me to the station again, but I know she won't be on the train. Oh, Penny, I'm just as certain as I can be. Mother's taken my child and run away with her, and I'll never see either of them again.
Peg, don't talk nonsense. You realize, don't you, that you're calling your mother a kidnapper? You know that's ridiculous.
I know it sounds ridiculous, Penny, but Mother wouldn't consider it kidnapping. You know how she feels about Julie. It's almost as if the child were hers, not mine.
Of course she's attached to Julie, but you know that she recognizes you as the child's mother, don't you? Peg, I'm sure that deep down in her heart she wants the child to be with you.
Then why didn't she put Julie on the train as she promised she'd do?
Maybe she missed the train, or maybe something else has happened.
Oh, Penny, I never thought about that. Maybe something did happen. Maybe they're both in the hospital.
Oh, now you're getting all upset over nothing. Listen, Peg, and be quiet a minute. I didn't mean that they had been hurt. I meant maybe they were delayed somehow.
Oh, Penny, if I ever have Julie with me again, I'll never let her out of my sight. Not ever. I just can't go through a thing like this again.
I know how upset you must be. We're all upset about it. Well, anyway, you'll be seeing Julie soon, and then everything will be explained.
As far as I'm concerned, it's already explained. Mother just won't let me have my own child.
Peg, now stop saying that. At the very worst, your mother's unhappy about giving Julie up. Maybe that's why she hasn't phoned or telegraphed. So I don't really believe she'd do that to you.
You believe the best about everyone, don't you, Penny?
I try to, Peg. No matter what a person is or does, there's always good in that person. And I like to look at the good in people.
And make excuses for the bad in them, I suppose.
Well, none of us is perfect. Why should we criticize people for their faults when we have faults of our own?
I don't say we should criticize, but we don't have to be so blind. We just can't see the wrong in people. I know where my mother's wrong about a lot of things, and I'm a fool to pretend that I don't.
But she is your mother, Peg. And you know that she loves you.
I sometimes wonder just how much my mother loves me.
Peg Martin, you really ought to be ashamed of yourself. Do you know that?
Yes, I know, and I am. But, Penny, you don't know the half of it. Oh, I could tell you a lot of things, but I won't. You just wouldn't believe what you heard.
No, what do you mean? What could you tell me?
Oh, nothing. I'd just rather not go into it. I'm sure you don't want to hear it. It isn't very pleasant.
Now you're just being mysterious.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have mentioned it in the first place. I didn't mean to. It just slipped out. Please, Penny, don't ask me about it.
All right, I won't. Well, Johnny... Oh, there he is. Let him in, Peg, will you?
Of course.
Oh, look at the time. You and Johnny will have to hurry if you expect me to train.
Well, it is getting late, isn't it? I've been so upset I hadn't noticed.
Hello, Peg. All set?
Yes, Johnny. Just as soon as I get my hat and coat. Come on in.
Well, we'll have to hurry. I was delayed at the office and didn't see how late it was getting. Want to come with us, Penny?
No, thanks, Johnny. I don't think I'd better. Doctor wants me to stay around the house a few more days.
The ride won't hurt you, Penny, and maybe you'll bring me luck.
Oh, I think we'll find Julie this time, Peg. And come to think of it, Penny's right. She's smart to stay home. Oh, now, look. Don't fuss around with that hat and coat. We've got to get out of here if we want to meet that train.
Oh. To tell you the truth, Johnny, I just have a feeling that Julie isn't going to be on that train.
Well, she is so.
Of course she is, Peg.
You know she'll be on that train, or you'd have heard from your mother. Or have you heard?
No, I haven't heard a thing. The long-distance operator said she'd keep trying mothers every 20 minutes and call us when she got her.
Well, if Julie isn't on the train, I'm sure we'll hear from your mother, Peg. Oh, let's not talk about it this way. Julie will be on the train, I'm sure of it. Come on now. Get out of here, you two. Julie won't have anybody to meet her.
Oh, all set, Peg. Oh, wait a minute. I'll help you on with your coat.
It's all right. I have it. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, well, I'm all ready. We should be back within an hour, Peg.
Mm-hmm, all right. Look, call me from the station as soon as you meet Julie, though, will you? Mm-hmm.
Then you are worried, aren't you, Penny?
No, I'm not worried, Peg. But the suspense is getting me down. Go on, get out of here, you two. And don't you worry, Peg.
Oh, I'll try not to, but I just can't help it, Penny. Oh, for heaven's sake, who's at the door now?
Well, answer the door, Peg, and tell him Penny doesn't want any. We've got to get out of here.
It's funny. There's someone who wrote the wrong doorbell and don't know how to ring it.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, good night. Can't you wait?
What? Hello, Mommy. I'm here.
Julie. Julie, darling. Oh, Julie. How did you get here, sweetheart? Penny, Johnny, it's Julie.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Well, something's gone wrong somewhere.
Oh, Julie, darling, let me hug you. So good to see you.
You're not mad because I came all by my own self.
Oh, darling, how could I be mad? Here, sweetheart, let me hug you just once more.
Well, now, look here, young lady. You don't have to hold that suitcase when there's a man around.
Is this where we live now, Mommy?
Yes, dear.
Then I put my suitcase down.
Oh,
hello, Julie. You know, you've never met me, but we talked on the phone.
Oh, excuse me, Penny. I'm terribly sorry. Julie, this is your Aunt Penny.
Hello, Julie.
Hello. Are you my real aunt?
No, I'm not, but I'd like to be. And Julie, this is your Uncle John.
Oh, you're pretty.
Oh, you're
what?
Pretty.
Great. See, you don't care whether I'm real or not, as long as I look all right. Well, thanks.
Here, sweetheart, let me help you off with your coat. There. And then I want to know just exactly how you got here.
Oh, golly, here comes the rest of the family. I'm afraid explanations will have to wait till later. Julie, I hope you don't mind meeting so many people at once.
Julie, you sure a glass of water is all you want, hmm?
Wouldn't you rather have some milk?
No, Aunt Penny. I like water.
Well, water's certainly good for you. Here you go. Hey, don't drink it so fast.
I won't.
Oh, golly, those are awfully big swallows for such a little girl. Not so fast, Julie.
But it makes me unthirsty faster.
Well, you can get unthirsty just as fast if you take it a little slower.
All right. But when I get water for myself, I drink it awful fast.
Well, somehow I don't think you should.
I'll get it.
Would you like some more?
No, thank you.
All right. Come on now, let's go inside.
I have to wash the glass, don't I, Aunt Penny?
You have to wash the glass? Oh, no, darling.
Grandma made me wash everything of mine my own self.
Well, you're not with your grandma now, Julie. Come on, honey. Let's go in the living room. We can talk.
I like that.
You would, hmm?
Yeah, I like you.
Well, I like you, too. Oh, Julie, aren't you happy to be with your mama again?
Oh, yes, I am. Where's Mommy now? Did she go away again?
No, Julie, she didn't go away again. She's upstairs sleeping. After the excitement of seeing you, she was tired, you know.
Aren't you tired, too?
No, I'm not. I've had a good long rest. Okay, come on over here now. We'll sit down on the sofa and talk.
I like talking. Grandma never let me sit and talk. I always had to go out and play.
Well, you like to go out and play, too, don't you?
Oh, yes, but I had to play by my own self lots of the time.
You did? Why?
The other children were scared of Grandma. She yelled at them.
Oh, I see. Well, you and I are just going to sit here and talk, and you can talk all you like. You know, I missed most of what you said about how you got here, Julie. The train was early, was it?
Yes. Oh, it went very fast, and we got here too soon, the man said. Oh, it was fun going fast. I looked out of the window, and everything went by in an awful hurry.
Mm, imagine it did. But I still want to know how you got here from the station, Julie. That's the part I missed.
Well, a man in the station wanted to know where I was going. I told him I was going to live with my mommy. He asked me mommy's name, and I said her name was Mrs. Martin.
And he brought you here?
Yes. He was awful nice. He had a big yellow automobile and a little black box inside it. It went tick, tick, and click, click. The man said somebody had to pay money when I got here. And I said I had money. So he took mine.
Oh, now I see it all. You came here in a taxi cab, hmm? You know, you really should have let him bring you to the door, Julie.
Well, he was going to, Aunt Penny, but I said no. I was going to surprise Mommy.
Well, you sure did surprise Mommy. You surprised all of us. Julie, there's still something I don't understand, though. How did this cab driver know that your mama lived here?
Well, he said Mommy's name was in the paper. Daddy's name was in the paper, too. Daddy was bad. Aunt Penny, was my daddy bad?
Well, Julie, I didn't know your father exactly. I really wouldn't know how to explain it. I think maybe you better ask your mother.
Mommy never ever said anything about Daddy. That man said Daddy hurt somebody. You're hurt, Aunt Penny. Your arm looks very hurt, all bandaged up. Did Daddy hurt you?
Not purposely, darling.
Daddy was bad then. Oh, Aunt Penny, was he real bad? Did he always hurt people? Is that why he went away? Is that why other children have a daddy, but I don't have any?
Oh, Julie, listen.
Aunt Penny, why can't I have a daddy like other little girls?
So little Julie Martin finally arrived in Rossville safe and sound. Will she bring happiness into the Gibbs home? Or will her own unhappiness bring sorrow and another problem to lovely Penny Gibbs? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef. And Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. That's right. Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. For example, if porterhouse steak is your favorite, you'll find that at Kroger's, you don't pay steak price for stringy ends and waste. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long, stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. But see for yourself by visiting your Kroger store. Notice that you get more meat, less waste, and it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. Yes, everybody's happy when you go to your neighborhood Kroger store for Kroger Cut Beef. Your family loves the deliciousness, the juicy flavor of Kroger beef. You love the way it cooks up so perfectly. And your pocketbook loves the fact that Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. Get some without delay. Get Kroger Cut Beef and get more meat, less waste, at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to listen in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another absorbing transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.